Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to How to Date, a show about how to master the messy, complex, and downright bizarre world of dating when you really didn't think you'd be back here again. I'm your host, Dr. Amantha Imba. I'm a psychologist, I'm 1 year out of my marriage, I'm a mum, and I'm immersed in the world of online dating.
Hi, I'm also your host, Monique Robin. I'm a mum of 4 kids. And a yoga teacher trying to find men who like me rather than my limber joints. So, Amantha, do you have a tip this week for us?
I sure do have a tip this week. And this tip is not one that I've used, but I could see myself using. So, you know how you hear stories of people that go on a date with someone they've met online and they look nothing like their photo? Or worse still, they get into some kind of terrible situation, like fraud happens.
Yeah, where they're misrepresenting themselves completely.
Yeah, and then where really bad stuff goes down, like they have money stolen or they just like get into like a web of lies, and then it finally comes out that that person was not who they said they were, like by name or, you know, by image.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like there's a lot of horror stories that go around like that.
Absolutely.
I don't think either of us have experienced that.
I have experienced a situation where I will see a picture of a guy, meet him in real life, and oh my goodness, he is completely different to how he looks in the picture.
But he's still the same guy from the picture though.
Yeah. Do you remember that guy that was really cute that I told you about and he had his mouth closed in the photos and yes. And then I met with him and he smiled and he had no teeth?
Yeah. And he was having major dental work done though.
Yes, in Thailand or Bali, but he couldn't go because it was just before COVID. Yes.
Okay. So my tip is get the images off their profile and do what is called a reverse image search.
What? Never heard of it. What's that?
Okay. So I imagine that some listeners might be familiar with what a reverse image search is, but you're obviously not, Monique, and I'm imagining that a lot of listeners will not be. So you know how you can search for an image online? Like you can type in cat and you'll get images of a cat. A reverse image search is where you actually upload the image and you see what that image is connected to online. Like, does that connect to someone's Facebook profile? Does that connect to some Romanian model's Instagram account that has 2 million followers that is not this local guy in Melbourne?
Right. And does it also show you images that look like that image?
No. So it literally looks for that image and where else it's been posted online.
Right.
So it's not a perfect way of doing things because if someone has only used their photos in their dating profile and nowhere else, the reverse image search won't come up with any results.
Mm.
But in a way, that's okay. Like, it does mean that you can't do the good old Google security check that we like to do before dates, but it also does mean that at least they haven't stolen photos from some European model's Instagram account, which 100%. Some people do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Weird.
So I've got a few ways that people can do a reverse image search, and I'm going to link to these in the show notes. So the first one is using good old Google, where you go to Google Images, and I'll put a link in the show notes, and you select the option upload an image. So this is where you need to maybe just grab a screenshot of the image from your phone. Sometimes you can right click on images to save them, and then you upload that to Google, and then Google will do it for you. The second thing that you can do, you know the search engine Bing?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So Bing also has a function to do that, which I'll link to. And then there's a site called TinEye, which is TINEYE.com, which is a special site designed for reverse image searches. So same deal where you upload the image and it says that the TinEye index is over 44.5 billion images. And what you can also do with Tinite is, I don't know if you know what, do you know what a plugin is? Like a plugin for your browser?
I've heard of it, but not really.
So it's basically where you install software within your browser, like Chrome or Safari or whatever you're using. And then when you come across an image online, like let's just say you're, I don't know, using a dating website like eHarmony, you can select a photo and then click, like do a right click essentially on that image. And then if you've used the TNI plugin, you can just do the reverse image search from that page and say eHarmony.
Oh, so you can do it instantly without messing around.
Exactly, without having to download it and then upload it basically.
Excellent. Now, that's a really practical, good tip and I like it. But what I want to know is, when the hell do you have the time to work this stuff out?
Because I was listening to a podcast of this woman that had this horrible situation where she was dating someone in a long-term relationship, and she was also a journalist, and she started to get like fishy on what was going on, and she talked about doing a reverse image search, and I thought, oh, that's a great idea. I wonder how I do a reverse image search. And so being the tech geek that I am, I thought, oh, I'll look into that.
Actually, I remember hearing a story from one of the teachers at a studio I work at. Her friend was dating a guy and they were never social media friends because he said he's not into social media. And obviously, if you've got someone's phone number, if you've got someone's email address, they often come up as recommendations for your social media. Idiot. So he's clearly not a tech geek. She found out just through his Facebook that he's married. He has a family.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. And imagine if she had have done this reverse image search.
I know.
She would have probably found that out much sooner. They were dating.
Exactly. So what I am recommending, my hot tip, is for people that are about to meet someone in person or thinking of that they have only met online, is to do a reverse image search first and you'll be a whole lot safer.
Totally. Great idea.
That is it for today's show. If you have enjoyed How to Date, why not share it with other people that you think could benefit from some of the advice that we are offering? And if you enjoyed this episode, we would love to get your feedback. Please leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listened to this show from. And we will see you next time.
See you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.